back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are no longer in Baltimore. We're down ashore, down the ocean, hon. We're on 81st Street. We're at the Hobbit, and my wife is hamming it up, and she is, don't do what Moeller did. Don't be getting mayonnaise from Jerry's Crab Bomb all over the thing. We're at the Hobbit eating. I haven't started to eat this yet. I'm going to talk a little bit before this. By the way, Garby Heiderman has made us dinner here. We have asparagus on date night. You know, we're going to the Foreigner tonight. We got beer ice down in the cooler that I got at Rofo. West Ocean City, they have beer
best,
and wine.
Best fried chicken.
Yeah, you know, it is. Mm-hmm. I had the fried chicken in Queenstown on the way down, and it was the best two pieces. I think chicken tastes better on the Eastern Shore. Is it the water?
It's just fresher. It's coming from here.
This is not your first time at the rodeo making a crab cake. And are these new potatoes? Or what do they consider? Pan-fried rosemary? What's going on there?
Just herb roasted potatoes. Just quartered. Steamed.
Well, one thing I'm going to tell you about this is you've lightly dusted the Old Bay. All the best crab cakes I've had on the tour have just been a hint of Old Bay, not overpowering.
Yep.
But the other part of this is everywhere I've been, other than two or three places, I have been served a big vat of tartar sauce. Everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like a crab cake sandwich with tartar sauce, but a good crab cake should never
What's in a tartar sauce that's proper?
I mean, you know, you can put a little bit of anything in there, but, you know, we like to throw a little shallot lemon juice in there, and then, you know, from there.
See, look at her. Every time we sit and talk to somebody, we had one from Davis's in Annapolis. I want to give a shout. That they do a pan fried, like a little hockey puck, East Baltimore mm-hmm. style,
yeah.
And they served it, and I've had so much tartar sauce. It's just been, you know, Hellman's man. Yeah, it's just not been... And it tastes like fish sticks to me.
Yeah.
If you put that kind of tartar, it tastes like a Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Nothing wrong with Mickey D's. I'll shout it out, give it a look. But it's just not where I want to be with a crab cake.
And that commercial's still stuck in my head, though. They did a good job with that. Give me that Filet-O-Fish.
It's two all beef patty special sauce.
That jingle.
I had a steak the other night. It was great because I've had nothing but crab cake for 21 days. So
I just got some crispiness on the bottom.
Yeah. It's a hot sizzle plate.
I liked it.
So Nancy Devine at Fadley swears, and you know her crab cake's a little bit more mustardy than which is the unique thing about it at Lexington Market, that not everybody makes it the same way. But she swears by room temperature. It's just her thing is the crab tastes better at room temperature. In the same way that you brought us a Sauvignon Blanc to pair, that temperature of wine would be. Do you concur with that, or you like it hot?
Wine or crab cakes?
Crab cakes.
You know, I think. A good crab cake is—it's like a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget. It's gonna be good, hot or cold. You know that's my take. So
okay,
because I've eaten our crab cakes right out of the oven, like now. I've eaten them room temperature. I've eaten them cold out of the fridge, and they're good every way.
One thing that I didn't know, and she would probably tell you this too, is like I've been in crab houses my whole life, and we've had some bad crab cakes in places that are more for crabs, and the recipes are more, you know, fry, right? Different kind of technique.
Yeah.
We have seen 10 different techniques. This is the 28th crab cake I've had in 21 days.
Lucky number 28.
This is 28. And I've had them served in lots of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many. It is a great argument. Because cocktail sometimes, tartar sometimes, mustard in East Baltimore with crackers. That's
absolutely
the way we did it at Memorial Stadium. I've had some. And it's been a warmth for me, like a comforting thing to eat a crab cake that I haven't tasted since 1981. You know what I mean? And you get that flavor back. So for you with your crab cake, give me this style and tell me a little bit about this. And I guess your father and your family, this is your recipe. It's never changed, right?
Yeah, no. I used to make our imperial sauce when I was a young buck. And, you know, we were a bigger restaurant then, so I used to make it in bigger quantities.
They call it a slurry now, right?
Yeah.
That's the new word for it, right?
But yeah, I mean, our imperial sauce, very simple. You know, we use mayo, egg yolk as our binder. Touch of, you know, Old Bay allspice.
Not a triple yolk, anything like that, basic, right?
No, okay. Yeah. You know, just a little bit of seasoning, Old Bay, allspice, nutmeg, sherry, Worcestershire sauce, and lemon juice. Call it a day.
Whoa. She's taking note. Hold on here. You're drinking.
Yeah, so.
How's the wine with it, babe?
Excellent.
Yeah, a little white wine.
See, I promised her Saturday night. We have friends that like offered us tonight, like, hey, we'll make you dinner. We're doing a grill. And like, I don't even want to tell them I'm here.
We're here for you.
Well, your reputation here, and I'm going to give away all my friends in Ocean City. And I began to tell the story before, last segment, when then you showed up with the crab cakes. I was at Coastal Salt 3 weeks ago, and I went in at like literally 8:59, and they're like open, you know, whatever. And my Google said it was closed, but I'm like, I'm gonna go in anyway. I went in and I had a conversation at the bar with four folks there. One of them recognized me, so we delved into all 30 years of all the craziness of me doing 30 crab cakes in 30 days and why my 30th anniversary and why I'm at the beach and I'll be back. And they're like, you're coming back? And I'm like, yeah, I originally was gonna go just east of, my idea was to do the first week and just meander, and then I miss my cat, I want to go home, there's no reason not to go home. Yeah. I work from home middle of the week. So we came back from Mako, and they jumped all of the, there were seven people. There were two bartenders, a bar back, four people at the bar, and there was even a patron. And the bartender said to me, I went in and I told her what I was doing. So I'm just, you know, it's late at night, I'm getting a couple of beers, getting loose, chatting with these people. And she said, what do you want on my menu? I said, anything that doesn't have crab in it. It was like day five. Yeah. And I'm like, enough. I don't want the crab sherry. I don't want it in the soup. I want nothing. So they brought me this Jamaican jerk sandwich. And I started talking to her. She's like, you got to go to the Hobbit. I've lived in Ocean City for 30 years. You're going to the Hobbit. You got to go to the Hobbit. And then they all were like, Hobbit, Hobbit, Hobbit. So I'm here. Yeah. So to have that kind of a reputation that precedes the crab cake, as my wife, how is it, babe?
Excellent.
She's not saying
it's quiet.
Get in there.
So yeah, you have a reputation. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously I'm riding coattails of my father, a lot of hard work over the years, and there's been hundreds and hundreds of Hobbit employees that have, you know, we pride ourselves on great food and great service. And you know, it's a very simple equation. You know, and I think in this day and age, there's a lot of corporate type restaurants that lack a family, old school feel. And you know, as much as we try to be the nicest place in town, my biggest fear is for this place ever to feel stuffy. And fortunately, we have a really good relationship.
Too much light in here for it to be stuffy. It's too beautiful.
Yeah, it's a killer room. But yeah, I mean, we love the fact that it kind of feels like an upscale pub in here. We have tons of locals in here. You know, it's got that vibe, and that's what we're shooting for. But you know, you got to have good food. As far as the style of crab cake goes, very simply, you know, I guess we were ahead of the curve with the whole gluten-free thing. Our crab cakes have never had gluten in them because we don't use any filler. It's literally just a little bit of imperial sauce to hold it together, you know, and that's what it's supposed to be. So,
this is
simple.
Among the most crab forward. I mean, it is like, I don't even know. I'm not getting the sherry. I'm not getting any mayonnaise. I'm not getting like a lot of, I'm not getting a whole lot of, I'm getting like crab. 92% crab, you know, and 8% everything else kind of sort of a little bit.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. You know, I mean, it's at certain points in the summer, depending on, you know, who we're getting the majority of the crab from, sometimes the crab gets so big that, you know, our proportions, we have to throw a pound of lump in there, you know, or special rather, to hold the crab cakes together because the jumbo lumps just literally won't stay together.
You would never serve this fried.
No, I mean,
if I asked you to fry it, would you?
I would not. I would just
see that.
I would say we just don't do that. You know, we can't guarantee. You know, this is one of the most expensive things on our menu because crab is so expensive currently. And you know, if someone tries to modify a recipe, we simply direct them elsewhere because we can't guarantee the flavor of that dish because that's not how we prepare it.
We don't serve our steak well done, in that way.
What I will tell you is, you know, the majority of the time, if someone tries to create their own menu like that, it doesn't end well and they don't enjoy it. So I'm not in the business of buying people their entrees that they tried to modify. So we've kind of just circumvented that by telling people this is how we do it, and you know, that's how we kind of do.
That's how we roll. Well, so I was at Thrasher's earlier. He only serves it with vinegar, right? So I mean, I have a hard time with him. I'm like, come on, some gravy, you know, do some.
That's their thing, right?
If I ask you for cocktail sauce, would you bring it?
Absolutely.
And if I ask you for tartar, would you bring
it? Yeah, we make both in house. Absolutely.
Why is it not? Is it upon request or does it come with it?
Yeah, I mean, I just...
Because you brought me a lemon and you brought me wine. And I want to say this, and this is... You know this to be true. I don't drink white wine much.
I should have brought some red.
No. So I have never... I want to say in my life had a Sauvignon Blanc with a crab cake.
Yeah, that's
good. In my life. So, I mean, crab cake, you know, beer, right? And then there's chips. And
absolutely.
And my Aunt Jane, I want to give her a shout out.
You said it was date night. We're doing wine, not beer, you know?
Well, I love my Aunt Jane so much. She's out in San Diego, but she's from Scranton, Pennsylvania. My dad was from there. My
family settled in Baltimore. So she loved coming to Baltimore. She would always say, I want a fried crab cake. I want French fries. I want coleslaw, right? Yeah.
And don't get me wrong.
I want saltines.
I love fried food. Like, I love a fried crab ball.
Do you do?
Absolutely.
But there's a time for it.
That's just not what we do here, you know? And do you do
a fried crab ball? Will you put the parsley in it? Do you want to fill it?
Totally. And that's what I said.
This is not the only way to eat crab.
100%. You know, and I will, you know, I probably sounded a little snooty when I said we would not fry our crab cake here. I'm of the opinion that there's no proper way to eat food. You know, food is meant to be enjoyed a ton of different ways. It's just simply that the way we do something, you know, that's how we know we're going to do it well. So we're not going to alter that process.
And the similar styles, like just being in Ocean City, and she would say this too, we had really lousy crab cakes in Southern Maryland. I had really bad tourist crab cake at St. Michael's, which was, I sent it back.
It was disappointing.
It just, I mean, it didn't taste like crab.
Wait a minute. So he's like, oh, this is awful. I'm going to send it back. Here, try it.
Yeah, you picked a heck of a year to do a crab cake tour because crab is hard to come by.
Well, that's part of the story because I was with Ben Cardin yesterday. Mm-hmm. She's seen herons.
Herons flying.
Turn to your left.
Yeah, it's like they move
flying.
In slow motion.
Oh, my God.
Now
it's
you
beautiful.
Know what?
Wow.
Yeah, and there's
I've never seen one fly.
Yeah, there's a ton of egrets out there all the time, but herons are much more, they like their solidarity, so you only usually have 1 to 3 of them out on this whole stretch at once. So they're really amazing animals. We had a couple babies a couple months ago, too.
Oh, cool.
So.
Well, we were talking about styles, right? And you mentioned that you knew Cole and the folks at Blue. The style of crab cake down here and the way it's served at the better real places, the true blue part of this, yeah. And the families that have done this know that you can't be sticking Asian meat in a crab cake and calling it this, or meat that doesn't have the brackish where this comes from. I mean, and Jack has explained this to me because you talk about the price of crabs. Listen, I was with Ben Cardin yesterday talking HGB, talking J1.
Absolutely.
It's what, you know, Mike Steele earlier this week.
There's a lot
Heather
of,
Mazur and
Chester lot of variables all the way from Southeast Asia to the Chesapeake Bay. You know, there's a
but
ton
if you
of
want it to taste like this, this can't come from Louisiana. It just
It would taste different. It's, you know, as the Brookses have told you, it's all in the cooking technique, right? You know, because you can take crab from a pretty far, you know, diameter away from, you know, the Chesapeake Bay, and the mud that they live in is relatively similar, but it's that cooking technique and the way it's treated. But, you know, where it comes from, obviously, is very important. You know, you don't get that. I feel like once you get south of North Carolina, you really start to see a huge difference in flavor from the crab.
The sally and the sweetness of it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, kind of tasteless.
And, you know, I don't know how you think the crab cakes are tasting. Like, I think they're very good right now, but they're perfect usually, you know, end of September, beginning of October. Gets a little cool, crabs get a little fatter because obviously, as the Brookses have probably explained to you, once it gets hot, the crabs get lighter, you know, and they're just not as dense and they're not as sweet. There's just not as much flavor in there. So I mean, crab has been great all summer actually this year. It's been very consistent, but it will even get better.
We'll have to come
in the fall.
And you know the difference because I mean you're like serving a high end, expensive date night out. Like the crab's gotta be perfect here, right?
Yeah, I mean that's, you know, we're food costs have gone up tremendously, and you know, crab and tenderloins are the most expensive things on our menu, and so, you know, we have to make sure that it's perfect because people are paying top dollar for it, and you know, I don't want to serve anything
that's not top dollar.
So
really, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
We try not to touch as many people, but
thank you for having us.
Well,
I'm vaccinated, we're good. So
no, for us though, like pairing a wine with it, or like squeezing I never squeeze a lemon. I don't think in my life I've ever taken, unless the crab meat's I grew up poor. Yeah. We had claw meat. We dumped celery seed.
Yeah,
that's what I know a crab cake to be is that, you know, 40-year-old recipe. And I was never a mustard guy, but certainly saltines and cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
East Baltimore my whole life. That's what we did. I mean, we went crabbing and chicken necks and like
absolutely,
all that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. And that's crab. It, you know, the people that aren't from Maryland don't understand, right? Crab transcends just a crab cake. It's a cultural thing, right? It's about going out as a little kid, chicken lining and doing all that stuff, right? We've all done it. It's great, you know. It's super. It's one of the most simple joys in life.
The only time I think she's seen it in our marriage was in North Carolina. We were in Outer Banks last year during COVID. Which really inspired this whole thing. I've told this story. We drove over the tunnel bridge. Mm-hmm. She laughs at that because she didn't know it existed. She's like, is it a tunnel or a bridge? I'm like, it's both.
Bay Bridge Tunnel.
It's both, right?
Yeah.
So we did it on the way home, and I have a dear friend that we're going to spend the day with in Chrisfield that I've talked about, and hopefully I get to Smith Island weather hurricane Henri may keep us off the Smith Island cake before. But we drove up and seeing the train tracks. Is it 13 or 113? Whatever, 13, right?
I think it was 13.
Correct. Yeah, and we saw this piece of like the 1700s, you know.
Yeah.
And it sort of, and we saw the oyster beds, and I got off the road and I went to these towns, and I thought they'd be sexier than they were. They're oyster towns, man.
Yeah.
And it might not be too sexy, but that's where all this comes from. And you talked about it being a bad summer because of pricing and all that. I think it's been a great summer to tell stories over crab cakes with people about where all this comes from.
And it makes,
and that it is delicate.
If anything else, it really makes us appreciate what we have, you know, because up to this point, you know, I even took it for granted that, hey, I order X amount of crab meat.
It comes in, and here we go, right.
You know, and this year, it's literally, you know, we're all of us, both the restaurant people, the vendors, the pickers, you know, we're all trying to help each other out and make sure that the customers and the people that are coming to Maryland can enjoy as much crab as possible.
Well, the whole state's going to be out of crab cake by September 1st because Jen and I are just cleaning the state out.
Exactly.
Garvey Heidemann's here. My wife, Jen, is here. Jen, this is a mess. I mean, I knew how good this was going to be.
I really did know.
Yeah, and the potatoes and the asparagus. I love asparagus. I'm going to get down with this. I do a lot of talking, so I don't do a lot of eating.
Well, get to it then.
Well, that's right. So I'm going to take a break and bid you adieu and say thank you very much for hosting us.
Thanks for having me.
And date night, Saturday night, the 21st
Salute.
Day.
Cheers. Clinky, clinky.
We got at least 9 more crab cakes, maybe a few more.
Sweet.
Dude, we almost went over to the Sharpstown Carnival tonight and like did some fried oyster. We were going to get with the people, so... But we will. I almost took her to the Salisbury
Weather
Zoo.
Looks better.
But we did Thrashers. We had some Thrashers fries. So everybody should bring their family down to Ocean City. I mean, we've been having fun here during our marriage. We were at Fager's Island drinking more than we should have last night with Batman and Batman's relatives.
What you do when you come to Ocean
City?
And Lacey and Christian's relatives and, you know, the whole Zanino and Zink families. All these people. Dundalk.
Yeah.
It's all together. But thank you very, very much, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks
all right,
for having
me. Garvey Heidemann, our friend, our new friend. We're at the Hobbit. We're on 81st Street. We're in Ocean City eating...
Delicious.
I've been in search of the perfect crab cake. There's nothing imperfect about this. I should assure you of that. And the glass of Sauvignon, I'll never forget this. My first glass of wine with a proper crab cake. Date night.
Salute.
Cheers.
I'm romantic.
Enjoy it. I'm going to leave you to it so you can enjoy it. Thank you.
We'll step out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More ahead. Baltimore Positive. We've been down at the beach. Ben Cardin has joined us, and we had former Mayor Jim Mathias on, and we're going to be all over. Tom Perez is going to be joining us at Fadley's on Tuesday. We're seeing Shohei Ohtani. You going to the game?
I think so.
When's the last Oriole game you went to?
Oh,
it's been 2 years ago.
It's been longer than that, I think.
We did a Padres game. Remember, it's Christmas night? They made it snow in the outfield.
Christmas.
Remember
in
how
June?
Goofy that was? Do you remember?
Christmas in June.
Yeah,
Christmas
it was something
in
like
July.
That. Something like that.
Okay.
She's Jen. I'm Nestor, and this is one hell
Delicious.
Of a crab cake that I've been waiting to savor off camera. We'll tell you more. Crab cakes everywhere. The hashtag is Crab Cake Tour, and
we're at the Hobbit.
And we're at the Hobbit.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Definitely come.
Big thanks to Garvey and everybody here.
Yes.
Show everybody the view as we go out. There's been a heron literally flying majestically out in the distance. Signing off from Ocean City, I'm Nestor. We're BaltimorePositive.com.